And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm glad you're joining me today. Hey, we're going to talk about a very safe financial product. Yeah, where you can park your funds and earn a higher interest rate than you would, say, in your, I don't know, run-of-the-mill, plain vanilla savings account at your credit union or bank or whatever you use. And then how you can take multiples of that type of product and actually stagger your funds across varying maturities and interest rates to create a, let's say, a longer-term savings tool. And what I'm talking about specifically, I've been thinking about this for a while, it's called a certificate of deposit, or commonly called a CD, and then taking those CDs and using a variety of those to build what is called a CD ladder. So we're going to talk about a CD ladder. I want to make sure you understand that concept. It's a very simple concept. And then I want to juice that CD ladder concept, and I want to apply it to investing passively in apartments or multifamily, we might call it. And I think of this, personally, I think of this as a multifamily ladder. And you might think of this really as a faster track ladder, the multifamily ladder, to climb to greater wealth. And especially when you hold that next to the CD ladder that we're going to discuss. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to set these two ladders next to each other so you can really see that juiced up multifamily ladder. By the way, notice that I used different terms in describing the CD ladder versus the multifamily ladder. I specifically called one a savings tool and the other an investing tool. And this will show itself later when we start to talk about how you make money on each and how each is taxed, because they are taxed differently. And also, as a sidebar, there's actually a third type of ladder out there. It's called a bond ladder, which is more, it's very similar to a CD ladder. Though there are some added complexities that come with, let's say, playing in the bond market. Bonds behave a little bit differently. So we're going to leave that one to the side. Know that's out there. And understand that the ideas we discuss with the CD ladder generally can apply to the bond ladder as well. Ultimately, what I want you to do, I want you to juice things up and start thinking about this idea of a passive multifamily or apartment ladder. And I really, this is a concept I have had in the back of my head, kind of the way that I personally invest. And I've been considering this as a show topic. And recently, actually, was out on a multifamily road trip here in the North Texas area. I sit in DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth. And I'm a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. Have been a member over a dozen years now. And every month they have what's called a multifamily road trip. And this is an opportunity for members to get out, and they meet with a syndicator, somebody that puts together a multifamily investment that allows me as a passive investor to invest with them. You have to understand, I'm not really doing anything actively, but I am getting to know these people and I am learning about the business. And that's what the multifamily road trip does. It gives us an opportunity to hear this particular investor, lead investor, syndicator's business plan, how they found these apartments, what the vision was prior to buying these things, and then how they implemented that plan and how they turned it around and really how that drove all of the things you're going to hear about later in the show, some of the advantages with apartments. And then we go out and we actually visit these apartments. And we did that this past week here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We do these in Houston. We do these in Central Texas, San Antonio, that area. And in other markets as well. I've been on similar multifamily tours, for example, up in Speedway, up in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we have multifamily investors as well. But the point is, you really get a hands-on experience by attending these road trips. And then we had our after session networking at an area restaurant. And it was interesting because there was a gentleman sitting across from me. He's completely new. You too. You may be completely new. He just became a member in the past couple of months. His first time to go on a road trip, in part because he's from Kansas. Yeah, he made the trip down, made a road trip to do the road trip, So he's completely new, and we're discussing kind of some of these ideas, and he's picking everybody's brains. That's one of the benefits to you as a new member, is you're sitting at a table with, there's a lead investor sitting next to him. This guy has done, 8, 10 investments as a syndicator. Is that somebody you want to talk to when you're new? Absolutely. Sitting next to a multimillionaire, picking everybody's brain. So he really got to get a lot of the juice, I keep using that word, from us as well. And I explained to him, look, I want to personally, my goal is to invest in at least 2 apartment syndications every year, right? So those roll, right? They're going to roll. Well, we'll talk about what that looks like. But I do that in part because, again, I think of these multi-family investments like much like these CD ladders. Well, we're going to talk about the ladders here in just a minute, but what is a CD? Now, most people probably know what this is, but I want to be sure everybody that's listening or watching is on the same page. So let's define that. And simply put, it's a financial product. Really? It's just a savings account offered by banks, offered by credit unions. It's very low risk because, in part, it's insured. It's FDIC insured up to $250,000 per depositor. That means I can have up to $250,000 invested in my name or parked there, saved. My wife separately as well. And that will be insured. So if something happens to the bank, the government's going to step in and make me whole. Low risk. And it pays a fixed interest rate. Now, these are usually going to be higher than the interest rate you'll see on a normal savings account, and even higher than on one of those higher yield savings accounts. Because typically what's happening is you're locking in your funds for a specific term, right? You're saying, hey, bank, hey, credit union, yeah, I agree to do this with you for X period. What are those terms? Well, usually 6 months is the minimum. I have seen 3 months, but less common, but 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. So they can go out for pretty long. And normally the rates on that 5-year CD will be higher than the interest rate that's paid on that 6-month or that 12-month term. Although in the current environment, that's not exactly true. Now that speaks to a little bit to what the banks are expecting, I think, in terms of interest rates. If you're curious, go do a check. I looked at a number of credit unions, and you can go to bankrate.com, by the way. They've got a tab there for CDs, and you can find some that are paying as much as 4% and some change. But one credit union I looked at, 6 months, they're paying 3.75, 12 months, 3.75. Then interestingly, again, this is in today's market, it declines to 3.7, 3.6. And on a 5-year term, I'm actually getting 3.6. So it's even less. Why would I want to do that? Go to Capital One, by the way. They've got a very good overview of their products. I'm not endorsing them by any means. But what I like is there's a field there where I can put in my deposit amount and immediately see what the earnings on each of those respective terms are. And they have a little bit more granular term options, 6-month, 9-month, 12-month, 18, 24, 30, and so on. So that may play more to our conversation of the CD ladder. Note, by the way, I know that the high yield savings rate right now at this particular bank is 3.3%, whereas their 6-month term on a CD is 3.7. So you can see there's 0.4 of a percentage point there. So you do earn a little bit better interest on a CD. Now, by the way, there's also declines. If I scroll down here a little bit, 60 months, so a 5-year term is instead of 3.7 is 3.6. Their best rate is at 12 months. So it's going to vary. It's going to vary by lender and lender risk and appetite and what they expect to come in the future. And there are different types of CDs, by the way. And if you do a quick search for Sallie Mae is one of the lenders for student loans. Used to be a government-sponsored entity, by the way, just like Fannie Mae, but they were privatized at some point. But they have a good overview of the different types of CDs. Those include the traditional, which I'm going to focus on, just a plain vanilla certificate of deposit. There are add-on CDs where at the end of the term you can park, put more funds in, not just roll it over. Some people roll over that CD, collect the interest, put that in, and keep it going. That plays into the CD ladder. There's a bump-up CD because, hey, you're getting a certain interest rate. Well, what if interest rates go up? That particular product allows you to then bump up your rate. You can do this one time typically. Liquid CD, right? Limited access. That's the problem with these CDs. If you're locked in for 60 months, right? 5 years, well, that's a long time to have your money parked there, right? Without access. But the good news is there are also no penalty CDs. Again, I know I'm throwing a lot of words at you really quickly. You can just do a quick search for CD types if you want to learn more. But the no penalty one is interesting because it does allow you to withdraw your funds early without a penalty. Of course, what do? You give up some of the yield. So if I have a no penalty 5-year CD, my rate is going to be lower than on a traditional 5-year CD, right? Maybe you need that flexibility. And finally, if you've got a lot of cash to park, there's a jumbo CD, larger minimum deposit. I mean, regular CD, very small numbers, very small amount that you need to park there in your savings. Jumbo typically is $100,000 or more, but of course it will have a higher interest rate. Now, quickly, just some of the pros and cons, and I want to talk about the pros and cons of a CD, because in the second part of the show, when we get to that multifamily ladder, this will help us think about that apartment investing world and really how the ladder and the apartment side works and what some of the pros and cons there are. So what about a CD? Well, we already mentioned one. It's very safe because it is FDIC insured. And you will get a higher interest rate than that standard savings account that you have at your bank or your lender, your credit union, or even in your high-yield savings account. As we saw, there's a bit of a spread there with the one lender I looked at, the one bank. And it's predictable. I know, like with that Capital One calculator, I know if I go into this 12-month CD, what my interest paid will be at the end of that term. Well, that's very plannable, and I do like, personally, I do like plannability. And some will say that the fact that the, you know, for you spendthrifts out there, some will say that the fact that the funds are locked in and you cannot touch them is a benefit. Well, if you don't have self-control, okay, great. Go. Maybe that's the thing for you. But there are cons to these things as well. And again, that's that nature that it's simply locked in, that term. You might be locking in your funds for 5 years. It's a long time. And there are penalties if you withdraw it early. So you need to read the fine print for each of those product types. And I did read somewhere that a CD, and this I've got air quotes going on here, a CD might earn less than stocks and bonds. It's interesting that they put might. I mean, these things are paying 4%. That speaks actually to the volatility of the stocks and the bond market. That CDs actually might earn more, is what they're implying. Big, big detriment I see here with CDs as well is they are taxed at earned income rates. It seems pretty passive, right? We put our money in for 60 months, 5 years. I'm not doing anything, but it's treated as earned income as though I am working. So that's bad enough, but get this. Let's say you do that 60-month term CD. Do you only pay the taxes at the end when they pay out that interest earned? No, you don't. You have to account for that on each year because they accrue that interest to your account every periodically. So, boy, paying interest now on something I haven't even had a payout on. And I look at that in part from a real estate investor perspective because I know the tax benefits that we see on the real estate side. We'll talk about that a little later. Another one from the real estate investor standpoint is cash flow. There's none until the very end. 60-month, 5-year CD, I don't get the cash flow until after 5 years. Ugh, I don't like the sound of that. So when might you use this? Well, for real estate investors, this might be actually a great short-term bridge. You know, 3-month, 6-month, 9-month CD while you wait. You know, you've just had an apartment sale. You've gotten all these funds out. What am I going to do with them? Well, I can park them in a higher yield CD, right, for a period of time. Now, the risk there is that great next multifamily opportunity comes up and I'm stuck in that CD. Well, you eat the penalties or you do the no penalty CD, right? That might be an approach. And you might use this for an emergency fund or for a portion of your emergency fund. I would not park the entire amount in there. But if I have an emergency fund, I might split 50% and put some in a shorter term CD at a higher rate, middle term, etc. Which takes me to the CD ladder. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back and bring that up with you and get to the multifamily, even better multifamily juice.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
When you're learning something new, experience matters. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we've spent over 30 years teaching people how real estate investing works and how to build income with a clear, step-by-step strategy. Our program is designed to help you learn what to do, why it works, and how to take action at your own pace. Join today for just $297, a 60% savings off the regular price. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. And today we're talking about ladders. Yeah, not as a real estate investor that's out there with a ladder up there painting the gutters, cleaning the gutters, whatever else. We're talking about different financial products that you can use to build ladders. And by the way, if you have any questions, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And there are a couple different ladders. We talked about broadly what a CD is, a certificate of deposit, and you can use this thing to create one of these ladders I'm talking about. And what you do, what is a CD ladder? What do you do? Well, you take your funds and you split them out across various maturities. We heard earlier, just went in through a little bit of a definition with you, what a CD is, what that might look like. And so you take your funds and you divide those up, let's say into even amounts, and park some in a 6-month term, one that matures in 12 months, maybe one that does mature in 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And now what this essentially does for you is it provides relatively frequent liquidity events that are predictable. Okay, I put some funds into the 6-month term. I know when that matures, when I'll have those funds back plus the interest associated with that savings account, because it is a savings account. And in theory, when that matures, you reinvest those funds from that 6-month term into the next 5-year one. And you continue to roll into that longest maturity product until all you have are 5-year CDs. But they're all maturing, right? This year I got a 5-year one maturing. Next year I'll have another one maturing, and so on and so forth. And you just keep those rolling. And again, one thought with these is that in theory, those longer maturities should have the higher interest rates. That's not precisely true in today's market environment. But in theory, they do. So by continually rolling into those 5-year terms, you're always getting the highest interest rate. Okay, that's one big benefit. Another is it's essentially got some built-in interest rate mitigation, because what happens if interest rates rise? Well, you're locked in, sure. But then I have that one term expire or mature, collect my funds, collect the interest that has accrued, and reinvest now at a higher interest rate. So I'm able to now capture that because I have these more frequent liquidity events. On the other hand, what if rates fall? Well, I am locked in, right? So I protected myself with a bottom, at least for now. Now, granted, yes, when that next one matures, where am I going to invest it? In a lower interest rate environment. The problem with a CD ladder is that it can really take a lot of funds to get that thing going. Right? If you think about it, I'm investing in a 6-month term, 12-month term, 18, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 7 different CD products. How much capital do I need to park, right, to make these things effective? That's one drawback. And another really big drawback, actually there are a couple, but a big one that I have in mind is the opportunity cost. Because now I'm locked in for 5 years because there is a penalty. Could I be doing something better with those funds that I've locked in? And yes, you can. And that's where we're going to talk about the multi-family ladder. Okay, can I create a better alternative to the CD ladder with what I'm calling a multi-family ladder? Absolutely you can. Now let's just take a concrete number. Let's say you have $100,000 to park somewhere. And at first you're thinking about the CD ladder. And how might you do that? Well, you might split it into, let's say, $20,000 increments and skip the shorter maturities and just park $20,000 in a 1-year term, a 2-year term, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and then you just sit. You sit back and wait for those to mature and pay taxes at earned interest rates, as we talked about, right? Well, let's compare that to apartments. What might that look like? Let's again say I have $100,000 to park in apartments. I would split that into $25,000 increments and invest in 4 multifamily syndications. Now, here's where it's going to be a little less precise than a CD, a certificate of deposit. Those things are everywhere out there. In fact, because I've been looking these things up online, my social media is going to be hitting me with all these CD ads for the next week or two. They're everywhere. Apartments are a little bit more difficult to find. Now, as members at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have the connections to the syndicators, to the lead investors that put these together. Makes it a little bit easier. And going out to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo in San Antonio, I'm going to get to network with even more lead investors that perhaps I've not met before. So that'll help us. But here's where it's a little less precise than a CD. CD, again, is very plannable. What are the terms, or let's call it maturities, of an apartment investment? In other words, when is it going to sell so that I get all of my funds back out? That can vary quite a bit by business plan. So you have to learn how to read the business plans and ask questions to that lead or that syndicator, the person that is putting together and actively managing that apartment investment, because they do vary. You can invest in apartments that are 5 units, 10 units, 20 units. Those are small. You can invest in apartments that have 20 units, 20 doors, 300 doors. They go out to 600 and more. Stay away from those, by the way. Those are too big to manage. I personally have invested in apartments where the plan was to hold for 2 to 3 years. And I've invested in some where the plan in writing in the business plan said, hey, 5 to 7 years. So those are two very different animals. But you can see even within that business plan, it's not as simple as saying, well, this CD has a 12-month term, 1 year. This CD has 36 months, 3 years, right? It's a little variable. So that may take a little bit of time for your head to wrap around, and those can shift. So anyhow, I might take the $100,000 and find a few multifamily investments that are smaller unit counts, smaller apartments, because they tend to turn faster. And that's going to more closely approximate that shorter maturity CD. By the way, what do I mean turn faster? Well, typically, we, as part of the business plan, you'll read this, we're going in and repositioning an asset that isn't performing quite right. And it could be performing less than well because of any number of things. It could be just bad management, bad management by the owner, by the owner's property management company. It could be that the apartments are in massive disrepair, a lot of deferred maintenance. So we may need to go in and fix all these things and then drive up rent, or we may simply need to manage better. And on smaller apartments, smaller unit counts, that just happens faster compared to, say, a 200-unit apartment syndication. So I might park $25,000 each into smaller apartments. In fact, the first investment that closed for me this year that we got into was 25K and I think, 25 doors. Not a big apartment community by any means, but this one will turn faster. And maybe I'll take the balance and put 25K in something that's longer with a, quote, longer maturity. 5 to 7 years. Or maybe I take 50K and just park that in one of those, right? You've got a lot of flexibility there. Now, this will not precisely mirror that CD ladder. It's simply not possible because the business plans, the nature of the beast, but we can approximate the idea. And that's what I want you to think about. CD ladder, very planable, right? 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. I know when these things are going to happen. With our apartments, right? They can move. But that's the thing. As these apartment investments, quote, mature, what do I do? Take the money and run? No. Just like with the CD ladder, which you roll into the next 5-year term and the next 5-year term after that, when our apartment investments, quote, mature and return our funds to us, we reinvest. But now, because of the way we grow our money in apartments, and we'll get to that here in a moment, when we talk about why or where a multifamily ladder is more favorable to a CD ladder, there are pros and cons to each. But we're going to have a lot more funds at our disposal. And we're going to roll those maybe not into just one more apartment. We won't take 1-to-1, but maybe 2. Or maybe we reinvest in 3 or 4. Again, this is going to depend on, you know, different maturities. But as they mature, we reinvest. And here we have the opportunity, again, to find shorter terms, you know, 2-3 years, 3-4 years, 4-5 years, something like that, or maybe longer term. There are some investors that go into apartment investments where the business plan states 10-year hold. Well, if that suits your timeline, maybe you're on the younger end, just getting started in your 20s, working a job, don't really need the funds out for 10 years, and it's going to be a cash cow with a big upside on the back end, maybe that's the opportunity for you. But the bigger point is, with this multifamily ladder, you're going to really see that you're adding rung after rung after rung very, very quickly. And this is really how I think about this, because my goal is to invest in a couple of apartments every year, which mirrors this, in essence, mirrors this CD ladder that we've been talking about. But there are differences. Obviously, one is a savings tool, CD ladder. One is an investment tool, multifamily ladder. But let's compare the two. Let's compare the CD ladder to the multifamily ladder and actually look first at where the multifamily ladder is less favorable. So I want you to think about this. And a big thing is simply that the term, I'm again using air quotes, or the maturity, right, is not fixed in a multifamily syndication. Yeah, we have an idea in the business plan, and it's typically described in multi-year increments. I've named a few. Yeah, we're planning to hold this for 2 to 3 years. Other syndication I might look at, we're planning to hold this for 5 to 7. Yes, I've seen some that are out there planning to hold for 10 years. So you've really got to learn how to read those business plans. But it's typically described in multi-year increments. Where is that CD, the certificate of deposit? 12 months, 18 months. There's no variability there. It's simply stated. And sometimes with apartments, that term can actually be shortened or lengthened. For example, the very first multifamily investment we got into, my wife and I, we parked $25,000 in it. And the business plan, I believe it said at the time, 2 to 3 year hold. That thing sold after, I think, just under 18 months because it had performed so well. They got that thing. It was a smaller unit count, turned it around quicker than anticipated, and could sell it already. Now, on the other hand, some investors, some multifamily syndicators have gotten caught off guard by the interest rate pops that we saw in 2022. That has affected valuations, and in some cases, that has extended the business plan. So it can swing both ways. But we know going in, here's what the business plan says, 2 to 3 years, 5 to 7, right? Different, little bit of a flexible term. So the term is one thing. And simply put, multifamily is less liquid. You know, even though that CD may have a penalty for early withdrawal, I can still get my funds out pretty easily. I just pay the fee and it's some portion of the accrued interest. I'm not going to lose my principal, but I'll lose some portion of the interest earned. With multifamily, it's not so easy. I cannot just cash out my shares if the need arises. Now, don't take that and fret, because there are ways to sell your shares. And the steps for that will be outlined in the operating agreement. And anytime I get into a multifamily syndication, I'm doing a lot of reading. I'm reading the business plan. I'm reading the private placement memorandum, whereby they kind of outline, it's kind of the marketing material where they outline that investment in detail. And then I'll read the operating agreement, because ultimately that's the agreement between me and the syndicator. Here's how things are going to operate. And that includes dictating or detailing how, you know, if the need arises, how can I redeem my shares? So just like the business plan, you need to know how to read the operating agreement and similar documents. But essentially, you can sell your shares to other members in the investment. Now, that assumes that they're going to want to step up and buy those. I have been investments where occasionally the lead investor will say, hey, this guy over here, they don't name the person, but we've got an investor that, you know, health reasons typically are behind this. They need the funds for something like that. They want to get out of the investment. Does anybody want to buy? So there are ways to do that, but it is less liquid. It is more of a process, and typically it's very, very uncommon, but it is less liquid. Now, one big thing to think about, this is important. Unlike those certificates of deposit, these are not FDIC insured. In fact, what you're doing is investing in a security. That's what an apartment syndication creates. That is a security. It's a syndication that the lead is then selling to investors. And no security is FDIC insured. It is an investment. It is not a savings account. And there are risks involved. But here, too, you're going to get, I mentioned already, the private placement memorandum. And as part of that investment process, you're going to read through that. You're going to want to learn how to read these well. And it's going to outline every risk possible under the sun. I pulled up one of my recent investments. I'm not going to read these to you, but it's got real estate risk. It's got financing risk. It's got this risk and that risk and everything that could possibly happen. Right? We need you to read this. You need to understand it. Do these things happen? Not necessarily. But they're going to outline everything under the sun, okay? Because there are risks, all right? And it is not FDIC insured. That is one reason why not just anyone can invest, by the way. Did you know that? So there are a lot of different modes by which investors will put together a syndication, and some require that you are in what's called an accredited investor. That's it. That's all they market those to. What we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, it's a little bit different, and it's more of a closed group. And that's why we use a private placement memorandum. And that allows two types of people to invest. Those that are accredited, look that up. Typically, you're gauged as accredited because you have $1 million in net worth or greater, excluding your personal home. Or there's an income qualifier. You earned $2,000 as a single person, $300,000 as a couple in each of the last 2 years, and expect that going forward. That's accredited. There are other definitions, other ways to become accredited. It's very easy to get into a syndication if you're accredited. Alternatively, if you don't meet those, that's okay. You can become what is called sophisticated, and you get there by becoming educated. That's what Lifestyles Unlimited can do for you. They help you become educated, to become that sophisticated investor. And the point is, to even invest in these things, you have to either be accredited or sophisticated. Right? It's not just for anybody. I can't just go to my website here and find a 5-month apartment investment done. Now, as an accredited investor, I probably can. There are lots of other things out there, but for most people, that doesn't work. So again, it's a security. It is not FDIC insured, and you do need to either be accredited or sophisticated. And if you're interested in exploring this, again, reach out to Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Be sure to get out to the expo. Boy, you'll get to talk to so many people that are doing this either as accredited or sophisticated investors. But that's one of the downsides. Big hurdle. Now, more importantly, let's take the magnifying glass out and let's look at this multifamily ladder relative to the CD ladder and look at the favorable side. And this is the more important stuff. This is the fun stuff. Yeah, 1,000 risks under the sun here in my PPM, pages and pages. Ah, my hair, I'm pulling out my hair. Oh, no risk, no reward. Here's where the multifamily is way, way more favorable. So with respect to the locked-in nature of the CD savings account, because that's what that is, and the multifamily investment, I want you to think about this. With that CD, we talked earlier, there's no cash flow. I mean, there is cash flow at the end of the term. You only get to your cash, to that cash flow, when the CD matures and they return the principal plus whatever the interest accrued was, a la 3.5%, whatever it is today. Apartments, on the other hand, they have quarterly distributions. Now, there are different ways you can invest in apartments, different, let's say, apartment project types. Yield play, which is going to be more cash flow driven, versus value play, where we're forcing up the value. We've talked about this on recent shows, where cash flow is less the focus, is more the gain on the back end. So it depends on what type of apartments or apartment syndication you're investing in. But if I think about the yield plays, and I've gotten into a couple of those in the past year, they're kicking off cash flow almost immediately, a couple quarters in. And every quarter, we see distributions. So that cash flow is coming in regularly, not at the end of the project. So you might make, what do we say, up to 4% on a CD in today's market, even parking those funds for a long, long 5 years, 60 months for 4%. But we can get above that just on the cash flow, just on those quarterly distributions in our apartment investments. But here's the thing, it doesn't stop there. Multifamily is a different animal. Yes, we typically have debt in place that helps us magnify our returns. And here's the thing, when there's debt in place, what can I do? If I've repositioned that asset, yes, I can sell it, or maybe I love that asset and I want to hold it. My investors want to hold it for a couple more years. Well, we do a cash out refinance and return the funds. I've had a few of those occur in the past years. Some returned a portion of the funds, say 25%. I had one that returned all of my invested funds. And what that means is I still hold that, quote, CD, right, this apartment investment, and I'm still collecting the cash flow, but my principal is out of that thing, and I have reinvested it since then. So you can do those cash out refis and get that cash back and still remain in that cash flowing investment. But it doesn't stop there because, yes, at some point you will sell that asset and get even more cash out, right? If they're running the investment according to plan and it's performing according to plan, you should see a significant gain, right? Especially true, again, of that value play where the focus is more on lifting, repositioning an asset that is really poorly performing. May not see cash flow for a while, but we should see a really big gain. The one I most recently got in, we were not going to see cash flow for the year. That's okay. But we should see a really big pop at the back end. Great stuff. And here's the even better news. When it does sell, we have, well, not even just when it sells, throughout our hold, we have major tax advantages. Depreciation protects that very cash flow that I'm getting in quarterly distributions. If we're doing it right, we're not paying taxes on that. Okay, and then when we do sell, we're not paying earned income tax rates, but we're paying long-term capital gains. So those CDs, again, taxed as earned income rates. You know, the max cap in this year for earned income tax rates is 37%. On capital gains, long-term capital gains, I max out at 20%. That's hugely favorable already. And there are other ways that we can maximize or really leverage the tax benefits. But it's hugely important to understand how these things all play together. And it becomes then a self-propagating thing because those funds come back out. I have no tax liabilities because of the way that multifamily plays, because of the way we use the depreciation. I'm able to reinvest more in my ladder. It's just exponential. That CD ladder, it's linear. Whatever that rate that you're baking in for 5 years, that is just linear growth at 3.5%, maybe 4%. But my multifamily ladder, that thing can grow exponential because every time I get that cash back in my hands, I'm able to now get in 2, 3, 4, and really my rungs start to stack and stack and stack. And before you know it, you're enjoying the lifestyle because it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.